Delighted to say I'm joined by Mick Fitzgerald here at the Mayo News Cheltenham preview night. Mick, I'm sure at this stage you've done so many preview nights, you've talked so much about so many of the races. Are you still looking forward to the festival itself?
Oh, even more so now.
Yeah.
It's the great thing about doing these previews, they really whet your appetite for what is, I think, especially when I rode, when you walk through those gates on the Tuesday, the buzz, like you have real nervous energy racing around your veins. You just can't wait for that, the flag to go up in the first race. And, you know, for Brian O'Connell, who rides Dun Guib, it's a big opportunity for him. And, you know, he's a young lad, and I'm sure he won't experience pressure like he's going to experience. But there's something about it. It's a nervous energy that you feed off. And, you know, there's going to be a roar from the crowd, and most of them being Irish.
Do you miss that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm as envious could be of all those lads who were walking in there, with, even if they've got one ride going into the festival. I'll never forget it. I walked through those gates, and I think it was 91 or 92 when I had my first ride there. And it was just like, it's like all your dreams come true at once. It's just an amazing place, Cheltenham.
What horses in particular are you really looking forward to seeing racing next week?
I think Dun Guib, I know Philip Fenton very well. I'm a big fan of the horse. I loved the horse's attitude. He got the job done in real style last year. And I think it'll be a great start of the week for the Irish if he was to win the first. Captain Seabee, if he was to win the second, the Irish should have their tails up, and I think they'd be gunning for every race then. And, you know, I think if the Irish have a good first day, it sets the standard then. And I don't think it really matters after that. I think they just have a good time on what they've won in the first two races.
If you were to come out of retirement next week and you had the offer of one ride, what would it be?
If I was coming out of retirement next week, I'd want to ride in every race. I wouldn't settle for one ride, believe me. I'd want to ride all the big ones. Masterminded, Kodo Star would be the pick of the two. Big Bucks, I think he's the shortest priced of a lot of them. He looks the most assured winner, but I'm not so sure. He runs in he hits a flat spot in his races, and I just think one of these days a horse is going to beat him because of that. I think it could be a year when all of them win, and it could be a year when only one of them win. And I think it just makes it, because everybody's going around thinking they've got their own idea about which one it's going to be.
You mentioned one particular horse, particularly when you're making your charity bet, Tel Messini. Tell us a little bit about Tel Messini.
He's a horse he's won at Cheltenham. He's won at Chepstow. He's a horse I love. He's got a great attitude. He stays. He jumps really well. He's uncomplicated. He's not flashy. He gets the job done, and most of all, he stays. And that's a big plus, because in the 3 mile race in the Albert Bartley, you need a horse that stays well. And he does that. He fits the bill. He's trained by a good trainer in Tom George. He's trained him for the race. He's had a winner at the festival, Tom, so he knows what it takes. And I think he's an uncomplicated horse, and I think he's a bit of value at 92.
A lot of people now as well will be looking at accumulator bets, maybe spread out over the 4 days. If you were to do a four-way accume, what would be the four horses that you think would give you the best chance of clicking, maybe?
I think if I could, I'd love to back Nicky Henderson to win at the RSA. I think it's 6-4. Or even money 10 to 11 in some places for him to train the winner. That would be one. I'd have Kodo Star as two. And then you start digging a little bit and thinking, right, I want to get a bit of value. And I'd stick Tel Messini in there. You know, I think if you've got one at 9-2, it boosts the whole thing. And, you know, I'm a big Dun Guib fan. I'd love to see him win, because I think it really would get the festival off to a flying start for the Irish.
And what would your advice be to people who are heading over to Cheltenham, maybe for the first time, maybe they haven't been there before? What can you tell them to expect?
The time of your life, I think, summed up in a sentence. That's what it is. And remember, there's a pharmacy on course now, which will help with the hangover.